Transmission.
And my name's Tobe. You are, of course, listening to the Dubious How's That Committee Tournament right here on Anon Radio. I'm glad you could join me today for what could be the final match in our How's That Tournament today. We have the undefeated Petey Boys SDF team versus Pippa, my cat with only one loss, who has fought her way back up through the consolation bracket. So, like I said, today's game could be the final game. If Petey Boy wins, then he will be the undefeated champion, and Pippa will have two losses and is therefore out of the tournament. However, if Pippa wins, then Petey Boy will have one loss, just like Pippa, and they will have to play again to determine the champion. So this is sort of the contingency final game, so to speak. Does that make any sense? If this does not make any sense to you, this is a double elimination tournament, and you can look that up online and have it explained to you or explain it to yourself. All you need to know is that today's game, if Petey Boy wins, he is the champion. If Pippa wins, they have to play another game to determine the winner of the Dubious How's That Committee Tournament that you've been listening to for the past 2 weeks right here on the Dubious Goals Committee show, which airs on Anon Radio every single day at 19:30. You knew that already. I guess there's no more stalling. There's no way to get around it. We've got to start this game. We got to get this going so we can go outside. I want to go outside today before it gets too hot. So the first thing we need to do is flip a coin, and I've got our official coin right here. It's the quarter from Barbados, and as usual, it's heads and tails. Except there's no actual head on this. It's very confusing some days. But there's a windmill. The windmill is the head side. So let's flip the coin. Petey Boy will be heads. Pippa will be tails, and here's the flip. It's a good flip, and the result is heads. So, we start up the computer program here. Which team will bat first? Petey Boys. That's not how you spell it. I cannot type today. Petey Boy. SDF. And which team will field? Pippa. Pippa the kitty. All right, and we're running. Here's the first ball to Petey Boy. No runs. Second ball. It's a hit. Three runs. Third ball. Oh, there's a sixer. Fourth ball. Another sixer. Fifth ball. No run. Sixth ball. No run. And heading into the second over. Oh, he just whacked a couple more there. Petey Boy's SDF right now is 20 for 0. He's got 20 runs, no outs. All right, let me get ready. I need to get my socks and my camera so we can go somewhere. I want to go to Harrenhaven. Okay, I've got my socks on, putting my keys in my pocket. Where's my camera? Here's my camera. I'll slide that into my pocket and we'll check the game right now. Petey Boy is in his 13th over and he has, ooh, he just hit a four. He has 98 runs for 6 wickets. Petey Boy is 98 for 6. Here's another appeal. No ball, a wide. One run rewarded, and here's his free ball and he hits a four. So Petey Boy is now 103. Now he's 106 for 6. Racking up the points. Here's another appeal, but no, not out. So Petey Boy, 106 for 6. He's rolling along. Let's go to Harrenhaven. And just like that, here we are at Harrenhaven once again. There's a young family sitting here at the picnic table, having a small picnic. A Harrenhaven girl is here. Her car is here, parked in the shade, which is unusual, which means that I had to park in the sun, which is more annoying than anything else, but that's okay. Who is Harrenhaven girl, you might ask? Well, let me get my glasses on here. Let's go up to the bocage. Harrenhaven girl is this girl that I've noticed has been showing up here. Oh, a couple times in the last few weeks. And she hangs out in the blind and she reads. Or she might have been napping in her car the other day. Oh, ooh, look, there's some white jellies. White jellies on the logs. Hooray. It's a lovely day. It might have rained a little bit more overnight. I'm seeing some coprinus here and there, but lots of white jellies. So that's good. I like white jellies. It's, partly cloudy. It's about 75 degrees. There's a slight breeze, which feels nice if you're not standing in the sun. I don't know how long we're going to be out here today, because it could potentially get hot. So we'll just get in and get out. And now I'm wondering if I'm going to need a web stick. Do I need a stick? Or have these people already been through and cleared all the webs for me? I guess we're going to find out. No, I think I'm going to grab this stick just in case. Oh, look, here's some little baby mushrooms on this log next to this stick. All right. Do I need this stick? Yeah, I better take it just in case. All right, so Harrenhaven girl might be in here today. She might just be sitting in her car. I didn't really look. But she might be back here in the blind. We'll see what's going on. What's that little sound I heard? Looking for little dudes. Things are starting to look different here at Harrenhaven. There's not quite as much green. Some things are starting to turn brown. What day is this? I don't even know. Man. This week has been one of the worst weeks in a long time for me, trying to figure out what day it is. I've been a day off all week, sometimes ahead, sometimes behind. But that's nothing. On the way over here, I noticed something. I have to cross 108th Street. You know, basically take Old Maple Road pretty much from my house all the way here, and I got to cross 108th Street. Well, when I was crossing 108th Street, there's cops, and there's only one traffic lane. I thought, oh, is there an accident? And I looked down the street, and on 108th Street, no, there wasn't an accident. A truck got high-centered again coming out of this parking lot. 108th Street is kind of on the top of a hill, and there's this little, office complex slash strip mall. Are there shops down there? Yeah, there's this funny little complex on 108th. And it's downhill from 108th Street. And the hill is steep enough that semi-trucks, tractor-trailer combinations, sometimes get stuck there because coming up over the hill is too much change in elevation. Oh, I'm walking into the wall blind, and there's a ducky back there on the log. The wall blind has been cleared. Somebody came through here with a weed eater and chopped it all up. And I know why. The big Harrenhaven open house is coming up. I think it's September 10th this year, which is a little earlier than normal. Usually it's in the end of September. It's pretty cool. They bring in some rescued animals and everything. Some exotic rescued animals. Kangaroo, giant snake, Kota Mundi, macaque, all kinds of cool stuff. A fennec. They almost always bring the fennec. Everybody loves fennec.
I saw a TV commercial where there was this skinny stick girl with a fennec, and I was like, why does that girl have a fennec? And the girl was kind of cute, but the fennec was cuter than the girl. Isn't that just how it goes? So anyway, apparently one of the businesses in this little strip mall slash office complex, whatever, they had to take delivery of something. So a semi got down there somehow, but on the way out, high centered itself. And so, you know, they got a, well, there's three cardinals. So of course they got a, you know, call a big semi tow truck, and the cops got to block half the traffic off, and it's all a big deal. The funny thing is, this is not the first time I've ever seen this. This is about the third time I've seen it, and I imagine I'm not even catching every instance, so that was awesome. Awesomely hilarious. Or hilariously awesome. Okay, about to go over to the footbridge, looking out over the turtle reproduction pond, and oh, we've got nothing. Nothing for nothing. Alright, so I'm sitting here, walking towards the blind. Oh, there's some mushrooms down there. Oh, those are very nice. Hello, Mr. Mushroomies. Wonder if there's any more down here. Let's go check. Yeah, we got a couple here and there. Jeez, what kind of mushrooms are these? I don't know. I'm gonna leave the web stick here. I do not need it at this time. And we're gonna head over into the blind. See what we've got going in here. Well, there are a lot of ducks out there. All swimming around. I can see, oh, half a dozen over here. There's about three or four way out there. And over in the delta, oh my goodness, there's at least another half a dozen. It's kind of hot in here. The sun's beating down on my chest, and Harrenhaven Girl is not in here, sitting in her regular spot. So I don't know where she is. We, however, are going to turn right around because it's a bit hot, and I want to stay in the shade. Oh, before I left, I did, wait, are those mushrooms, or is that, oh yeah, those are teeny tiny little mushrooms over there. I did fill up my bathtub full of cold water. Well, not quite full, but enough to submerge most of me into. I heard something over here, too. What did I hear? Is there somebody lurking around over here? Looking for stuff. Looking for, I keep hearing something. What am I, what's going on here? I'm looking for somebody who's making noises. I don't see anybody. And little birds are laughing at me. I can hear them. I can hear the birds making fun of me. So I'm heading back. I'm looking at these logs. Oh, and look at this log. Yeah, we noticed this log a couple days ago. There was some orange stuff sticking out. And now we do have some mushrooms. Here comes my family. Hey, how you guys doing? All right, hey. And I'm still looking for mushrooms. And there's some orange mushrooms sticking out the end of this log where those funky things used to be. Wow, there's mycelium running everywhere. And I should mention that that kid had a shaved head. And I don't mean he had very short hair. I mean he was shaved bald with about, you know, one day's stubble. I guess that's, you know, easy maintenance for parents. But you know the old Tobster. We never take the easy way out, and we grow our hair until it's 1 meter long. Oh, wow, here's a whole bunch of auricularia just going crazy on the end of this log. Woohoo! Auricularia. It's so fun. And it's supposed to be delicious. I have never eaten any auricularia. Alright, let's, should we go out onto the boardwalk? It's kind of hot, but I don't know, maybe we should check it out. Oh yeah, the other thing that I noticed and forgot to mention was, because they're cleaning this place up and getting it ready for the open house, it looks like they have removed the windmill, or at least, you know, the windmill frame that's behind the building. And I don't like that. That makes me upset because that's one thing that I own, the woman who founded this place, really wanted was a windmill back there in the outdoor classroom so that we could teach kids about groundwater. She was a big groundwater advocate. And we do need to teach kids about that. We gotta teach them that our water does come out of the ground, so don't dump poison and chemicals and crap, because it gets into the water and then you eat it and then you end up with, you know, mermaid babies and crap. Alright, woo, it's hot out here on the boardwalk. I'm just out here a little ways. There's 1, 2, 3 frogs out on the log over there, or not frogs, turtles, and there's 3 duckies over there sitting on a log, and woo, the sun is beating down on me directly, so I'm going to turn right around. We saw some small turtles. I haven't seen any snappers in a while. And of course, when we're talking about where's all the stuff at, we always have to bring up the fact that we haven't seen any muskrats in months. I don't know where the scratties are. They went on scratty vacation. I can still hear that kid screaming. Is he coming out? They're coming back out of the forest? You mean to tell me they went all the way back down and back that fast? I suppose it's possible. What does this all mean? This means that we might have to take the sunny route and go by the bees. Because I don't want to hear this kid. Boom, too late. Alright, so now I'm heading out to the beehives to see how our bees are. How did they get... I don't understand. Oh my god, and guess who's running through the grass over there? It's Mr. Mati. I saw you, Mati. And I know what hole he's going into. I know where that hole is over there. Unfortunately, we can't really chase him down because he is not on our property. Alright, so now I'm in the sun. Was this the best idea? Just to avoid loud children? Maybe. Maybe not. At least we saw a Mati, and now we're walking by the beehives, and I can see some bees flying in and out of the beehives. Hi, bees! There's lots of grasshoppers over here, too. The other day when I was driving away from here, I parked in the shade under the trees and then get back into my car. Or was this when I was over at the mushroom grounds? Either way, there was grasshoppers by my car, and I was like, oh, I hope grasshoppers don't hop into my car when I opened my car door. And I got in and I managed to not have any grasshoppers following me. And then right as I was closing the door, right at the last second, grasshopper jumps, gets in the car, and he's down in the footwell, and I'm trying to get the grasshopper out, and he's just jumping around, freaking out, running into stuff, hitting me, and I'm freaking out, going, blah, grasshoppers! Actually, I'm not all that, you know, hung up about grasshoppers. It was pretty funny. It took me like 5 minutes to get the grasshopper out. And I was like, okay, finally I can go home. He was all stressed out. He's like, well, my world suddenly changed. And I was like, yeah. And you're freaking me out, and I'm freaking you out. We're having a grasshopper / toad freakout. All right, a mutual freakout party. I'm walking up the path into the mushroom garden here. And there's lots of ivy on the ground, and it's nice. We're walking over to the end of it so we can see if there's any matis. I can see... Oh, no. Because this grass is turning brown and starting to lie down, I can see some of the logs that cover the mati hole, but I do not see any matis down there. We've already got our mati for the day anyway. Hooray for matis. Now I'm walking up and down along this giant wood pile, looking to see if there's any mushrooms. There usually isn't, and there won't be because there's plastic underneath there. Nothing can grow. Water can't stay in these logs. Now I'm standing on top of a rolling log. I'm pretending I'm a lumberjack. And I'm getting off the log before I fall down. I'm looking down into the creek and into this little ravine. Not seeing much of anything. Oh, what's going on over here? I'm kind of surprised there's no mushrooms back here right now. There should be. But this place got messed up thanks to the Boy Scouts. You've heard me tell the story 1,000 times, so I won't repeat it here today. All you need to know is there are no mushrooms in the mushroom garden, and there aren't gonna be. You know what else is weird? I'm standing here at the edge of the prairie grass plots, not seeing any mushrooms in here either. That's kind of weird, because, you know, this is all wood chips and everything, and this gets all mushroomy pretty darn quick. Maybe we should go up onto the bridge. Should we leave Heronhaven and look into the creek? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm getting a little bit hot, so... Well, maybe we should leave. Heronhaven Girl's car is still here, parked under my tree where I like to park so I don't get in the sun. So I have to park in the sun. Oh well, we'll forgive her. Alright, into my car we go. Let's go back home and let's be there in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. Hello, and we're back in the studio, back in the nice cool house. I'm nice and cooled down. Got me some iced tea. So tasty, so lemony today. Yummy. I do love lemons. Are lemons my favorite citrus fruit? Well, considering I only like citrus fruits, I should say, are lemons my favorite fruit? Or is it limes? I do like grapefruits. I do like calamansis and satsumas. I'm not sure what my favorite fruit is, but that's beside the point. When I was driving back from Heronhaven, I noticed that they had gotten the semi unstuck and back into the parking lot, and apparently then they had to look for a new way to get out of the parking lot. And I was wondering, gee, I wonder if the tow truck is going to be able to get out of the parking lot without getting high-centered. And I actually got to, because I was stopped at the light, I actually got to see the tow truck sort of jockey around, and he was trying to get out a more shallow exit. So that was excellent. And then, when I walked into my house, guess what was on TV? That's right. House. Oh, Hugh Laurie. I always wait for him to say something funny, but he never says anything funny on House. Hugh Laurie, one of the greatest comedians to ever exist. And here he is playing this super straight, super mean doctor guy who is the medical detective. I'm like, man, just get Stephen Fry on there and let's see a double act. Time for more iced tea. Yes, it's so delicious. Okay, but now I'm pretty sure you're wondering who won the game. Well, let's go to the computer and check here. And this is very interesting. As you'll remember, Pippa was playing Petey Boy for potentially the championship. If Petey Boy wins this game,
He wins the tournament. If Pippa wins, it forces another game between them for the championship. And it looks like Petey Boy's SDF managed to rack up 199 runs. And that's pretty good. And then when Pippa came up, ooh, she did pretty good. Look at this. She got up to 196 for 5, meaning she only had 5 outs and 196 runs. And then boom, shakalaka, she hits a boundary 4 to give her 200 runs to Petey Boy's 199. So Pippa wins by 5 wickets. And this does, in fact, force another game, because now Petey Boy, our previously undefeated team, he has lost one game, and Pippa has lost one game, so now they must battle it out again tomorrow for the championship of the Dubious Owls That Committee Tournament. Yes, very exciting. So we'll have one more game tomorrow to determine the winner. Be sure to tune in to find out who does in fact win the Dubious Owls That Committee Tournament. Ooh, it's going to be very, very exciting. I'm checking my email right now to just see what's up. I got an email from Booper here. And emails from Booper are always very interesting. So I've opened it up and I'm reading it. And it's about Bloomberg TV. And he says, do you watch Bloomberg TV? You should. And he says, I really like it for two reasons. One, the bumper music. I'm not sure if it's proprietary to Bloomberg or not, but I really like it. And two, whenever they show a terminal, they show Bloomberg terminals. You know, he doesn't like it because of the information or anything. He likes it for the music and the terminals. And the irony here is, I like it for the scrolling numbers, because Bloomberg TV is the best TV channel for watching numbers scroll by. And I've always been a big fan of TV screens with numbers on them. When I was a kid, I really loved the airports, because, you know, they got the monitors with the arrivals and departure times. And I still like them, but, you know, airports were kind of the first place to do that. And, you know, but now, today, in the 21st century, I can just flip my TV to one of about a dozen channels and see numbers scrolling by. Either a sports channel where it's sports scores, or a business channel where it's stocks, you know, stuff like that. But Bloomberg, being a business channel and being the mega business channel, oh, they got so many numbers on their screen, scrolling by on the bottom, two different rows, sometimes some up on top and some on the side. Oh, it's just so many numbers. But unfortunately, they also have talking heads, and I don't like to watch talking heads. So, you know, it's kind of a trade-off. But still, they have the best scrolling numbers in the business, and I do love scrolling numbers on TV. Maybe we should do a scrolling numbers show right here on Dubious Goals Committee. I can just sit here and read off random numbers. That might be really exciting, but not nearly as exciting as our How's That tournament. Oh, we got to wrap this up. I'm kind of running out of time. My name is Tobe. You've been listening to the Dubious How's That Committee Tournament, which is a show that will air at least one more day tomorrow on Anon Radio at 19:30. Then we'll go back to doing regular wacky Dubious Goals Committee stuff, which is, you know, pretty catch as catch can. So be sure to tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that to see what happens. That's right, 19:30 UTC. My name is Tobe, and it's time for me to get out of here and eat some food. So I will see you later, and see you tomorrow.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.